Love Talk Radio. Hi there, happy Sunday, and welcome to this special edition of Plug Talk Radio from the Sacred Embers Network. And this is our self-love fundraising special for Sue Fields Dalamonte. We're so grateful to Laura Chapman for putting this event on. We just can't say it enough. It's been what I was saying to Laura, it's what Wayne Dyer describes as real magic, the way the community just came together for someone they haven't even met, and it just proves we're all connected. There is no separation. We are all coming from the same source, and we can pull together to help someone, and that's proof right here. So, Laura, would you like to just say a few words about your work and yourself?
Oh, hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. I'm a makeup artist, and I've always had psychic abilities. And I just now started kind of delving into it and sharing it with the public. I'm very new at it, doing it publicly. I've had these abilities from when I can remember is early middle school. But yeah, I'm just now starting to share them with the public, so I'm really excited. And I'm excited to pull cards today for everybody. I'm going to be using the Archangel Michael Doreen Virtue cards, and these have just really positive messages, and I'm a little bit in my head, so I do straight channel as well. The cards kind of just guide me in the right direction to make me feel like I'm not picking up something wrong. And so I'll pull the cards, and then I'll also straight channel what I'm kind of feeling about your situation, but everything that comes through with these cards and through me is going to be of love, light, and of source. It's not, you know, it's not going to be anything negative or scary. So I'm really excited to do that for you guys, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And also, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate everybody coming together for Sue's fundraiser. She's really amazing. She's just someone who has put everyone before herself, like her entire life. And she's not used to people doing this for her, which I think is just, it's so cute that we're all able to come together to help someone who truly needs help making it through this month before she starts getting an income to survive. So whatever you guys donate to Sue, this is for, you know, basic needs. And it's what's really cool about this event is we have entertainment, we have psychic mediums, we have just artists, crafters, you have a bunch of special talent. And when you donate to Sue's GoFundMe, which is all over the page, if you're not in it right now, it's called Self-Love Fundraiser for Sue. And basically, when you donate to Sue's GoFundMe, you can get tickets. So the tickets are for every $2 that you donate to the GoFundMe, you'll get a ticket. So, for example, if you donated $20, you would get 10 tickets. And we have an album in that group that has a bunch of amazing services. Some of these services range from, you know, $20 all the way up to, like, $300. So we have knitted items that are being donated for the raffles. We have psychic medium services, one-hour medium services. There's a whole bunch of them that are donating. I still have more coupons that I'm going to be putting up, so there's still more to come. But, yeah, I have just, like, gift cards and everything. So you're donating, but then you also have, like, that fun experience of entering these little baskets where you can win. Maybe you donate 20 and you go out, you get, like, a $100 service from it. So it's really cool. It's giving and having fun. So I'm really excited for that. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Today's the last day for entertainment, and then tomorrow it's going to be a quiet day in the group. Everybody can look at all the coupons that they can put their tickets into, and we're going to have the big raffle where we announce who the winners are for each thing, and it's just, it's amazing. I love it. And then even after this fundraiser, at the end of this coming week, there's some other things happening with some of Sue's other friends, some of her psychic medium friends, who are putting together some energy healing and Reiki, distant Reiki and spiritual healing for, I think it's $10 donations or something like that, and it's going to go to Sue. So even after this fundraiser, there's still going to be a few things going on, but really, really, really excited for this. So I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fabulous, Laura. Thank you so much. And we have with us Sue, the lady of the hour. Sue is with us. I should have introduced myself, by the way. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. I'm with the Sacred Embers Media Network, and I do the Divine Connection Show. And what's the one we do on Monday, Sue? I can't remember the name. I do it.
and Nothing from Beyond.
There you go. Yeah, and that's with DC Love. So you can find Sue and me on Mondays and Wednesdays. I guess you're taking a little break, Sue, but you'll be back, right?
So, I try to come back this week.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous. Your health's getting better with time.
Well,
I think this event's helped a lot to, I think we're all sending you healing energy, so.
Yeah.
It's been a really rough couple of days lately, but I'll get there. I know I will.
Yeah.
That's the way to look at it, hon. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I think we've got some callers waiting. Are you guys ready? Sue's not going to read. She's just going to sit in the studio with us, and I'll go ahead and start the reading, Laura, and then you can pull your cards. Is that comfortable for you?
Yeah, I'll need a couple minutes.
Yeah, you need a few. Yeah.
To kind of write down what I'm feeling.
It's okay. We understand. Every single one of us who does this work was a beginner at one point, and we understand where you're coming from, so no worries. All right. Our first caller
Hi, ladies.
Is 925. Hi, could we get your name, please?
Hi, ladies. This is Terry. Thank you for taking my call. And Sue, you're in my prayers.
Thank you so much,
That's
honey.
Lovely. How can we help you today? Do you have a question, or would you like us to just see what comes in? How would you like to do this?
Is it okay to connect with someone?
We can do our best.
Okay. I'd like to connect with James.
Okay, I'll just let you know how I work. I get images, I may get sounds, I may get a response from a light that I use, and I will also get little images from movies, songs that come in, and I'm just going to see what comes in for you right now. I'm getting the image of, like, fishing. Is this person a fisher person? Did he like to fish?
No.
Okay, I'm not sure why, but I'm getting like an image of water. And if it's not fishing, then I'm thinking it could be the sign of Pisces coming in. Would that make sense for you?
No.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to just do a bit. I'm just going to go more general with you because I'm not going to make anything up, and I'm not pulling James's energy in right now.
Okay.
But I am getting a female energy here coming in, and this is the energy that the water image is coming through in. Why? I need to just pursue this. There's a water image coming through. What would that make?
Well, my mother's a Pisces, and she always butts in.
And is she cross? Has she crossed?
Yes.
Okay, all right, that makes sense then, the female energy coming through. Sometimes, as you say, she would be the one to step forward first.
Okay.
Okay, so if she's sort of a Butinsky, then she may be coming through. What is James's is not a brother, but he's coming through with brother energy. Is that correct?
No, he was an ex-boyfriend.
Okay, so that's what I mean. He's not like a brother, but are you still... Here's the thing, like, he's coming through as a male energy that is not a relative, but there's a brotherly energy to him. Do you still feel him around you?
I think about him all the time, and I just found out that he passed away in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was, you know, he started with a drug problem, and that's why we broke up. And so I'm sure that's probably ended his life.
Absolutely. It would have been a side effect of the, like, a liver problem, I think, is what's coming in from that. It's pretty typical for addiction for that, the liver to fail, the kidneys to fail first. So, yeah, that would have been what took him down. However, the very pushy female energy is coming through first, and the Pisces energy is... she's very strong. Like, what I pick up with the Pisces energy is that she's never wrong. She's sort of like, she lives in her head. The fantasy world in her head is applied to the rest of the world. Whether that is right or wrong for them, it's like almost like, be reasonable, do it my way. Is that correct for your mom?
Oh, yeah. You're right on target.
Okay. And it's not surprising she would have pushed through. As for James, I want to ask her if she could bring James through for us. I'm getting the name, an M name, like M as in Mary, but it's not Mary, it's Margaret. This is not your mother, this is another female name.
Probably my aunt, one of my aunts.
Okay. Okay, I'm not getting the full name. I'm simply getting the initial M. Okay. Okay, this one's giving me a bit more information here. You're asking about James. You would like him to come through. However, I think he isn't able to do that yet. He passed in 2012, but because there is no space-time continuum on that side, we're the ones that deal with the time. There's no time passed for him. There's, in the same way that addicts on the physical plane will go and help other people once they have been healed, this is what's happening with James. He is now like a guide. He's working as a guide for other addicts on the earth plane, and also for who crossed. Okay, so he is now helping. Now, I'm not getting this directly from him. I'm getting this through the, I believe it's your aunt you're saying. But they want to remind you that when you leave your physical body with all the problems and the addictions, whatever, that is no longer there. He is the pure soul again. He's learning. He's teaching as well, which is important. He's helping. In a way, it's like balancing the pain he gave to others on earth. He couldn't, the help was there. He couldn't take it. Not that he wouldn't take it, if that makes sense to you. The help was offered, offered. He was unable to receive it. It was nobody's fault. And you're not to feel any guilt, because I would celebrate more that he's now a lot wiser than he was. And if he does incarnate again, he'll have another go at his spiritual growth in the earth classroom. So I wouldn't worry.
Right.
And that's what comes through for you. I'm going to put you on tomorrow and see what the cards bring for you.
Beautiful. Thank
Hi,
you.
Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. So I ended up getting three cards for you, and these cards come through by Archangel Michael, and he is an amazing light. He's really healing, and he helps protect people. So the three cards that I got was, let go of fear now, your home is protected by angels, and keep your eyes on your targeted intention. So from straight channeling, the thing that I picked up the most was that something about your home and financial issues, that was what came through the strongest for me. I feel like you're having some, like, either issues in your home, or you're having some, like, financial issues. Does that make sense?
I'm wanting a raise. I'm trying to find the time to get my boss and the courage to ask for a raise.
Okay, so that makes sense because the, let me just, okay, for your home is protected by angels, that card, what came through really strong with this whole thing was financial abundance is coming. So that mm-hmm. card would signify that you are going to have, and I don't know for sure if it's going to be you'll get the raise, but I do have a strong feeling that some kind of income is going to come in and help, like, fix some of the problems that you might be having with bills okay. or something in your home where you're kind of struggling financially and you need that extra money. Like, yeah. there's going to be some kind of, like, abundance coming for you. Does that make sense at all?
No, but I welcome it. And the home kind of makes sense where I have a concern. I'm divorced. My mm-hmm. husband moved out of state, but left me a voicemail that he wants to come back to visit because I have the dog. Mm-hmm. And I'm really conflicted because I love the dog and I know he loves the dog, but I don't want, he was abusive and I don't want him to come here and start anything with me. So I'm really conflicted.
Yeah. So what I'm picking up about that is I don't really think it would be a good idea for you to have him in your life. I don't feel like that's like energetically going to be a positive thing for you. I think that's going to bring you down. And I think, like, yeah. what your gut is telling you about him, you really need to listen to that and put up those boundaries. One of the cards, the Let Go of Fear Now, with that, I feel like you really need to focus a little bit more on the Law of Attraction. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Okay, so put your intentions out there, and you'll start to get more positivity coming into your life. I do okay. feel like that practice would be really, really helpful for you. And you really need to listen to your gut with these people that are in your life, that just, especially the husband, just, it feels yucky to me. It feels like you really need to focus on keeping yourself and your bubble safe and positive and right. kind of set those boundaries. And use the Law of Attraction right. to start getting more positive changes coming in your life. Because what I do feel is your home and your financial situation, like your angels, your guides, source, like they're protecting that. And you have financial abundance coming. And as long as you keep thinking positive and you keep, you know, putting in positive energy to the universe, that you're going to start to get positive things happening, but really, really protect your energy from these outside people, and
right.
Keep your eye on your targeted intention. That's really, really
all
important.
Right.
I really hope that makes sense. I'm not.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm not at a place with my abilities yet where I can contact people from the other side in that way that like some other mm-hmm. psychics are, but if you are in the fundraiser, we do have a lot of psychics who are giving away their services for like 1 hour readings, and a lot of them they can talk to people from the other side, so you would be able to hear from the people.
What geographical area is that in? Where is that?
So it's all over. It's online. It's an online
okay.
event.
Oh,
so,
it's an online event. Okay.
Yeah. So if you go on Facebook and you type in self-love fundraiser for Sue,
right.
you will see an album full of people who are donating their services. And we have at least 10 like mediums and psychics that came forward and are willing to donate their services for this event. So if you're really wanting to have that connection with
yeah.
the person you came in to talk to, that would be the best place to go, because you can, you know, donate $10 or $20 and put your ticket in for those raffles and have a reading.
Right.
So,
well, thank you both very much. I really do appreciate it. And Sue, you mm-hmm. remain in my prayers.
Thank
yeah.
you. I have a little message for you, too, that I'd like to deliver, if you guys don't mind.
Oh,
not at all.
It's kind of a confirmation for what Lynn was saying. When you mentioned James, I wrote down immediately sister. So I'm also picking up a brother-sister energy there, which could be that you still think about him, but it's, you know, from a past relationship, but it's not the love relationship anymore. And I also wrote down accident and sudden for his passing.
Okay. Well, interestingly enough, I came across his sister's number yesterday, and I thought about connecting with her, but I didn't do it.
I would say probably yes, then, since we both got sister.
Okay.
That might be worth it. I mean, that's something that you would have to really think about. And I also wrote down, before you started talking about your ex-husband, strength and stand your ground.
Okay.
So you are going to, like Laura said, set the boundaries, stand up for yourself, find your inner strength. If he was abusive and you don't want him around, the easiest thing is no.
Okay.
Hardest thing, but easiest thing. So you really have to protect your energy, your space, your environment. So stand up, and if you don't want him there, you tell him no. That's all there is to it, no.
Perfect, because I, you know, I've had friends tell me, well, just, you know, let him see the dog outside, but I just don't want him around, and I don't want him to think that when he decides to pop up that he can come by. We're not
good for you.
We're not best friends. We're not married.
No.
And I don't want to be bothered with him anymore. I'm done.
I don't
get
a good feeling. I do not get a good feeling of him being around your dog.
You know what?
Okay.
What I'm getting actually is the dog is an excuse for him to get back into to use you and to get back into your energy and pull from it. I think the dog's an excuse for him. I wouldn't let him around.
Mm-mm.
I have a strong feeling about that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the validation.
He's using it. Yeah, he's using it as an excuse.
Well, thank you for the validation. I won't be home.
Stay for you. That's so wonderful.
Thank you very much.
For,
I appreciate it.
I was just going to say, for connecting with the other side, you can call into most of the Sacred Ember shows, and usually there's at least one evidential medium on each show. So they're 7 days a week, and you can go to blogtalkradio.com/sacredembers, and you can find all the shows upcoming and archived. And there's a lot of really good readings going on there. So, yeah,
thank
keep an eye
so
on those
much.
And call in. Yeah, I think you will connect with James. I think you already do connect with him. But understand there's all kinds of other spirit energy around you. So the ones you feel strongly are there for a reason, and connect with them. Help them. They'll help to guide you through this. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you
so
much.
You're
so
welcome. Thank you for calling
in. Have a wonderful
day. We really appreciate it. You have a beautiful day,
too.
Thank you so much. Love and light.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. All righty. Here we go to our next caller. 775, you're on the air. Would you like to give us your name, please?
Oh, what a gift to meet you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
God bless you.
Oh, my name is Wendy, and I'm in Sacramento, and I've been going through quite a lot of stress. I'll try to give you a brief history if I can.
Sure.
I'm 67 and a half, and I'm trying to continue working as long as I can to raise my Social Security to a decent amount so I can live comfortably. And I am currently employed, but on March 9th last year, I was in the back seat of a yellow cab, and we were rear-ended on the highway, and it hit me in the same place of my broken back from many years ago. So I was on an ADA medical leave for about 8 months, and then late October, HR called me and then they gave me an ultimatum to return to work or else. So I thought, well, I better go back. And part of the deal was that they were going to retrain me because there's so many changes starting mid-December, but they reneged on that. And it's a medical insurance call center company. And I've got quite a bit of experience in vision insurance, but they threw me on a team where it's a majority of doctor calls, and they're always quite angry, and they're saying, you fix my $100,000 claim right now. So it's been terribly stressful. I had a talk with my boss, and I was really nice, and I said, please put me to member services. That's my background. And meanwhile, I am looking for other employment. So I hope to delay starting my Social Security for at least a year, which means I'll need to be continuously employed. So will I stay with this company until I get a new job? What in the world do you see, please?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I immediately, my thoughts went to Sue, who was suggesting to another person we were reading for that you can work online in insurance. Remember, Sue, you were telling one of our clients about that.
Yes, now, I remember.
Yeah. Now, that's a problem, I guess, because of employment. You want that record of an employer and employee. So that's a bit of a pickle. But you can. There's a lot of work available to people who know the insurance business working online. It's a new business you can do now. So you should look up just to keep you give a little safety net for yourself. Just learn about how you can work online in the insurance business because at least you will be bringing an income in. And I think as the years gather, you know, you still get that little extra going. Second broken back. That is just crazy. Where in your back was it broken? What area, please?
I would say the thoracic area. And
okay.
I have to watch myself because if I walk too much, then I lose my ability to walk. I am mobile. And but it's taken a lot of emotional strength to keep going to work. And I'm always just beat at the end of the week. And I slept away my weekend as I usually do. But I need at least one more solid year. So is this company going, is my boss going to move into member services? And God help me if he does that. Will my boss be a woman, I hope? And will she be supportive? Because that can be a catch-22 as well. Peggy would be an extra, a wonderful boss.
Yeah. I'm not getting a good feeling about the company you're with right now. I get the image. Yeah, you know, you neither, Sue. The image comes in of you being kicked around like a football.
Yep.
You're sort of like a pawn in this bureaucratic game that's being played here. They have no right to threaten you, by the way. That's not only morally out of line, it's probably illegal. I don't know the laws in the states, but boy, I'll tell you, that's way out of line. The injury is very close to your heart chakra area. And I'm picking up that you need to do a little chakra balancing. I'm just pulling you out of the physical world for a sec. We'll go back to the practical thing in a minute. But just do some chakra balancing exercises. There's tons of them online you can find. If you're not used to doing it, find a beginner exercise, something really simple. But your heart chakra, you've been kind of punched in the heart with what you've been going through. I'm using that like a metaphor here. But you need to get your heart chakra spinning healthily again for yourself so that you can process what's happened to you. I think at some point, you're going to have to look at this astonishment that you're still caught in, that this has happened for the accident hitting you in the exact same spot again. Is if I were you, I'd be going like, you know, like I've been hiding from the universe, like what are you going to drop on me next kind of thing. So you want to heal all that ruffled energy that's happened. And part of it, I also would look at the anger that I think you're not expressing, hon. You have every right to be angry at what has happened. And instead of blocking the anger, let yourself feel it. You can, you know, put up a picture of an ex or something and throw darts or whatever you can do to relieve that anger. But don't block it. Let it come through. And if you're angry, let yourself feel that. That will go a long way to healing that heart chakra. In a purely practical matter, I just saying what's coming in and what I am feeling for you is that I would get other resumes out. I would have a plan B, I think, is what you want. Your work is fine. Your work is exemplary. You're actually a really good employee. You are just on the, yeah, you're in the unfortunate position of being the, you know, you're the object of being, you're just being tossed around in the legal system. You personally don't matter to them. So I would find a way to create a situation where you do matter. You're not just a number or an employee, or you're an absolutely vital and valued member of a... I would look for a smaller company to work with. Is this a big one you're working with, like a large kind of maybe...
It's a pretty major medical insurance company. I'm not certified, so I cannot work for myself. But my resume looks pretty impressive to most people that look at it, but I think my age is coming into play here, so I have to be realistic. And even with my disability with my back, I'm a young 67 and a half year old, and I sent a I've actually encountered some harassment too. I was sitting at my desk quietly and three ladies came in. They didn't know I was there and they just started talking unkindly about me, and that is considered harassment. I brought that up to my boss and he said, well, you mentioned the word harassment. You need to put it in writing and send it to HR. So I got creative. I responded to my annual review and I mentioned it, but I softened it because I really don't want to get anybody in trouble, even though they've treated me dirty. And, and in that response, I mentioned that I was treated very unkindly and that I put in writing that I want to be sent to member services. So I think my biggest concern is hanging on to this job until I get a good job to step into. I want to get that letter of employment in my hand. I want to be smart about this. Meanwhile, you're right. I am a very good employee. My callers love me. And in January, I had 10 people insist on speaking to my supervisor, telling them what great service I provided. And when they came around with the awards, they said I had beat the record. And here I am, a new employee. So I do not trust my supervisor and a lot of the coworkers. I want peace and harmony, and I want to do good. But so I'm trying to be smart. I'm aware of what's going on, so I want to keep this job until I step into a new job. So will I keep this job until I step into a new job?
Well, as I say, what I feel is that you should have a backup plan. The job may come through, but if it does... if it does not, I think you need to have something on the back burner to go to. Don't be afraid to look around. I know that it feels safe to hang on to the same job, but do put out some letters. Do put out your resume. I think you might be surprised at what offers you get. Never mind the age. As the very wise Satchel Paige once said, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you was? So, you're not 67 in your heart and your soul, so don't worry about that. Just have a backup plan. And if you do want to manifest this new job, with this and with the new boss and everything, then that's where you put the law of attraction into play and follow that work. That's something you can find online too. Tons of stuff about the law of attraction. So go with that, but keep a little emergency, you know, get those letters out, get the resumes out, and you may find you don't even want to keep this job after you get a few good offers. So always keep that hope alive. And with that, I'm going to give you over to Laura. I have a feeling the cards are going to bring you something interesting.
Thank you very much.
Hi. Hi, Wendy.
Hi,
how
Laura.
Are you?
I was a makeup artist many years ago at Macy's.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you like it?
You know what? I stepped into the job from the casino industry, and it had been, my counter had been abandoned for 4 months, but I turned it into, it was number two in all of Macy's. It wasn't number one because number one was San Francisco and they had more people on the counter. And I was a one woman counter manager and I built the business higher than it ever had been.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I do pick up an energy. Like, you're a lot like me. We have like really strong communication energy. We're really good at, you know, selling and getting things done and just all of that. I really feel like you have really strong communication. So, and customer service. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. So the three cards that I got for you, the first one is new beginnings and a fresh start. And for this one, I was picking up a lot about the job. So what, Archangel Michael wants you to know is your prayers have been heard and are being answered, and a miraculous solution is already in the works. Those are the two things that stuck out from that card. And some of the things that I picked up just straight channeling with your job, I get the feeling I was also kind of with what Lynn was saying, how they're just not really treating you right. One of the big things that popped up is you might want to look into getting help from either the union or even talking to a lawyer about getting what you deserve from that company so that you can move on, just because I feel like it is a really unsettling kind of situation. I don't feel like you're really being treated right there, and I just feel like you have so much to offer and they're not really taking it. They're not like, I don't know what the word is, what I'm trying to say. They're not like understanding how much you do for that company. Like, you're like the powerhouse of the company, and they're not really, they don't realize that, and you're not being treated as such. So does that sound like something you might want to do, is try to get help at all, like from some services where they could look into?
I have contacted attorneys, and they say that legally they were they were under no obligation to train me, even though it was like a new company when I went back. And they also said that 8 months off on ADA is, they consider that pretty good. So I'm going to be smart as possible. And what I might, but the word harassment is a big word to use to HR. And I just couldn't do it because I'm so kind-hearted and I hate to get people in trouble. But you know what? It's been traumatic for me. And what I might do is send another email, because then it'll be in writing. And I'll just say, this is considered harassment. I wish everybody well, but I need to be in a healthier work environment. But bottom line, my main concern is hanging on to this job until I get a new job. So I'm trying to be smart, and I am applying. I just hope that that this job keeps me until I get that new job.
Well, one of the things that I picked up is another thing that Sue is picking up, doing something a little bit more entrepreneurial, so something on the side where you have a backup plan. I definitely think, like, with your customer service skills, you're sharp. You're a very smart person, and you're really good at communication. So I feel like if you have some sort of, like, special hidden talent, or you have something, like, maybe you could join like a direct sales company, or you could sell some crafts, or you could do some art, like something that's up your alley where you could do something on the side where you're getting extra money. That might be good just so you have like a backup plan. But I feel like you'd be really successful with that because you have these really strong skills working with the public. I think you'd be great at any kind of sales just on the side. And with these like entrepreneurial jobs, you can do it online. You can do it from your house. So you could still work the 9-to-5 type job that you have, but also have like a second income, you know, coming in. Is there anything like that you've been thinking about that you might want to do, or like any special skills that you have?
Well, I am a gifted artist. I do portraits and people think they're photographs, but I don't want to be a starving artist, you know, and I,
yeah.
I need to be realistic, but, I am looking online at Indeed and CareerBuilder and Monster.com. And it doesn't have to be the medical insurance world, you know, banking or something else. Sales is pressure. You're right. I am good at that, but I don't like the pressure. But I am so emotionally exhausted from dealing. I hate the idea of walking in there tomorrow morning and every morning. It just deflates me. I had an escalated call, and I treated it with grace and compassion for the caller, and I had to call another entity. And this woman did not help matters. She downgraded the company that I'm with. And on our side, we had not done anything wrong, but the other company had dropped the ball regarding its eligibility. But the member bought into it hook, line, and sinker. So his perception was that our company had dropped the ball and we had not. So anyway, my boss did not support me. He doesn't know what to do. So thank God I grabbed another supervisor, and she walked me through the process. And if my boss says anything about that call to me, then I'm going to be outspoken to him. I'm going to say, well, remember when this? And I said he wasn't behind in his payments, and I was trying to show that to you. And and I will mention discretionally the other supervisor, and I'll give the name, was very supportive, you know, with an innuendo that he wasn't. And he wasn't supportive. So anyway,
like, what's coming through with that when you're talking, I feel like your sword, and the sword is actually coming up in both the next cards that I have, your sword against these people, like your boss or people who are giving you a hard time, is your communication skills. And you're extremely smart and sharp. So when you're communicating with people, use your smarts and your sharpness to kill them with kindness, basically, and, you know, effectively communicate your situation. They won't know what to do when you do that. They'll be like, oh,
you're right. Well, it is my sword, because I can write a letter, and I can put stuff in there that it'll put them on notice, so to speak.
Yeah.
And my boss doesn't know how to do a lot of stuff, and I'm not getting any support. And yet they threw me on this team when I've not been trained. And if my boss dares to say one word about this call, I'm going to be very quiet and soft-spoken. But I'm going to say, I want you to save this call. And I'd love to meet with higher management and you present. And I'd love to play it back word by word.
You're going to outsmart him.
He'll know that I'm putting him on notice. And I can point out stuff that he won't be happy that he did this if he does.
Yeah.
And so I think that I'm quite fed up with all the anguish that I've been forced to deal with, and it's not fair because I'm a better person than all this. And so I want emotional relief, but I want to keep my financial means going so I can support myself. So I'm not going to stop applying, but I just hope that something happens pretty quick, because I want to be in control of when I leave this company.
Yeah, and I mean, the first part that you got says enjoy your life, because God is taking care of any apparent problems, and a miraculous solution is already in the works. So you, something is coming for you, and you just use your communication skills to outsmart these people. They're going to be shocked when you do. But I want to just tell you. And with the two other cards that I got for you, the second one is God is in charge. So give everything to God. You know, in order for your spirit guides and everybody are, they're always with you, but unless you ask for help, unless you say, I need help, I need you to step in, they will step in. But until you start asking, they're not going to. So start asking for help from them, and they'll have your back. The second card that I have for you is your children are watched over by angels, which it could be dependents as well. I don't know if you have children. But
No, I wish I did.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone is depending on you or anything like that, but I feel like it's more of you're kind of worried about the future financially and being able, I feel like it's more of like being able to depend on the money that's coming in after you get your SSI. That's what I get the feeling that that's what that card is.
Yeah. If I can just work for another year, then I'll be in a much better place with my Social Security.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I have for you. I really hope that that helped you. And I
thank
think
you.
You're fantastic. I think you're going to do amazing things. Like, you have an extraordinary gift, and you can use that and really win a lot of battles with these negative people.
Thank you. And
I
appreciate both of you ladies very, very much. You both are such a wonderful gift. And I can't stand on my feet anymore like makeup artists do. But I enjoyed, I think once a year they had, I would go down to the Bay Area and they would have like new products they would introduce. They'd give us goodies and they would train on it, and I miss that. But
I know.
Anyway, every client I had, I gave them my card, every single one. And and it was worth it. And so anyway, I hope these miracles happen soon. And you're right on, because I've been asking my spirit guides daily for the last couple of weeks. It's time for you to step in and help me, because they know what's going on and they know what would be a good solution. So
that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And they definitely are going to help you. And just remember what your sword is and use it.
I will. Thank you both so much.
Go,
and
girl.
God bless.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. I have to add one thing, Wendy. You were mentioning children. If you're not in a relationship now, make sure you stay open to one, because I think stepchildren might be in your future.
Oh, that's nice. I am 67. Mm-hmm. I was married twice, and I rolled out the red carpet in my, that's my nature, and they both treated me like dirt. So I am open to it, but the new son I carry is, if you don't have respect for me, I don't have any time for you.
Absolutely.
That's why the right person is going to come for you. Yeah, absolutely. I just got that feeling that I wouldn't close the door on love, romance, and children. They may be grown children, but they're still kids for you.
Yeah,
so,
that's the last part.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't
would be
surprised.
Nice.
Yeah, miracles and wonders.
It's ironic, because there is a man that I have built such a rapport with, and he was a trainer, and out of the blue, he walked up to my cubicle last week. And he said that he had been let go, but they were letting him say goodbye. And he said that he appreciated my professionalism and what I offered to the company. And I actually embraced him, and I said, oh, I love you. And I wrote down my name and number and email, and I said, I want to be a referral for you if you need it. And I told him to apply at the place where I had been for 15 years. And he's younger than me. I don't know how much. And he might be married. So if he's married, then God bless. If he's not, then God has in store. But I really like him a lot.
Oh boy, that's beautiful. I love that.
I thought you were going to say, if he's not married, call me.
He's a real sweetheart. His name is Joel. But I have so much respect for matrimony and the commitment. Mm-hmm. I would never be wanting to interfere with that in anybody's life in any way, shape, or form. But if he's free, I feel like we have a rare mutual connection. And I feel like he has such goodness in him. And it's really something that he took the moment after being let go to actually come up to me. And also it was good timing because ironically I was off the phone and it was approved time off the phone for a little while. So we had the opportunity to meet and thank God I gave him my name and email and phone number on that piece of paper. We'll see if he calls me, but at least I want to do good for him. And the thought occurred to me, my God, they're letting him go, and yet I'm still here. And, you both are beautiful, and I love both of you, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I hope you have a great day.
Love and light,
you.
Wendy. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised by your future. Don't worry. It's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you. I hope
you're very
so.
Welcome.
Sooner than later.
Well, love and light, Wendy. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I think I should probably have a couple more callers and not a lot of time, so I'm going to add half an hour to our time, if that's okay, Laura.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. That way we can get everyone in, and we'll take our next caller. 503, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name's Jana, and I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Jana. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to say this is for a great cause. I'm so happy to see everybody come together, and I've enjoyed listening to what you've all said so far, and I wish you all well. It's kind of interesting because I'm somewhat like the last caller. I am... have four more years to work, and I'm in a job that I do like. I don't have a terrible boss, but I am getting a little burned out. And I was curious if you saw perhaps me lowering my hours or perhaps veering off into another line of work.
Hmm. Okay, Jenna, immediately flowers come in for you. What is your connection to flowers, or have you gotten someone, is there something special about flowers with you? They're raining down in my mind's eye. They're like showering down.
Oh, that's lovely. I always, when my mother was sick before she passed, I planted her flowers for her, probably a couple of hundred every spring. And so perhaps she's coming through. You know.
Okay, well, let's see what she brings through here. Okay, your mom, was she a gardener when she was hale and hearty?
Yeah, oh, yes, she's an exceptional. She could make a mud pile look like something out of Better Homes and Gardens.
Okay, I'm getting the image of an old pair of boots that she would have worn in all kinds of weather, like just, it was sort of like, if you pictured her, there's these boots. Is there a pair of boots she used to wear all the time? Like big old Wellington sort of?
Or those, no, they were Crocs.
Crocs, okay.
She wore
but
Crocs.
That was,
yes.
The point about the footwear is that it was like her gardening footwear. Like if she was out, that's what she was in. And it's like this sort of, there's a sentimental feeling about these out in the garden shoes, right? If they're not boots, shoes, whatever, but it's the footwear is sort of tied to her as a sentimental attachment sort of thing. Do you still have the shoes?
I do not. She wore those out. And
okay.
So
that's okay. It's just
that's
the image. Yeah, that's the image she's giving me about that. So as a gardener, the flower reference is very... the month of June comes in, unless June is a name. I'm getting June. Is there a birthday?
No.
Significant? Is there something happening in June for you?
I am celebrating 30 years of sobriety in June.
Oh, well, there. That's something to celebrate. June is a special month for you? Good. Okay, that's good. Congratulations. That's freaking awesome.
Thank you.
The flowers are coming down especially hard for you in the month of June. I'm getting this rain. You're being rained on by just all kinds of flowers. And I believe if that makes sense for your mom, that would be, she's like showering you with flowers. June especially has a significance for you. I'm getting a flower image actually.
Sorry. We go. I was breaking up. Okay.
It's okay. Do you know what a cyclamen is?
Yes.
Good.
But,
because
that is
the flower image. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
she did like those,
looking up,
but it wasn't, you know.
I'm looking at the symbolism for you. That's coming in as a symbol, and it's getting us a message here. It just, if Laura, do you want to go right ahead for a sec, and I'll look this up for Jana, and we can, I'll come back again.
Yes. So my cat is all over here right now, so I'm kind of trying to go like between
him. Well, that's
him.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, I have three cats, so yeah.
He's playing with my pen. I'm trying to write everything down. But I got three cards from you, and I do feel like these cards signify a message from your mom. That was the feeling that I was getting. The first message would be decide to be happy now. So what I'm getting is, even though things might not be exactly where you need them to be or want them to be, just find the happiness in any kind of situation. You know, just to kind of lift up your spirits and be positive, because you can kind of find beauty in any situation. So just decide to love yourself and be happy now. Something popped into my head, like weight. Do you have any like weight issue?
No, I don't. I'm a hiker. My husband and I hike a lot in the Pacific Northwest, but really, no.
Did
the weight of having
weight
to go to... I think it's more maybe the emotional weight of going to my job, which I like, but I'm very tired.
Yeah.
So
with me, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but... I'm a certified makeup artist, and I've had psychic abilities since I was young, but I just now started getting into it, and so I'm kind of trying to channel with the cards, and I do get thoughts and feelings about things, but I'm not as advanced as, like, let's say Lynn is right now, so it's hard for me to kind of put the pieces together. Like, I might hear weight or something else, and I'm not exactly sure what to go with.
Oh, you're doing fine. You're doing just fine.
Thank you. So I'm going to go mainly off the cards, but then tell you kind of what I'm hearing with my gut as well.
Okay.
That was the first card, was just find happiness within everyday situations. Even if things are really crappy right now, just try to find different pieces of happiness. So then the second card is a favorable outcome. And for that one, I do feel this one strongly for the job. And this one is expect a miracle. Write a gratitude list, which would go perfectly with decide to be happy now. So what you can do with what I was saying before about find happiness within your day-to-day, I would write down that gratitude list. And just anything, like, I have food in the fridge right now. I was able to have a home-cooked meal with my family. I have a roof over my head. Just things like that.
and kind of
okay.
use the law of attraction to get some universal positive energy flowing towards your situation.
Okay.
Because I do get the feeling that things are a little bit like, I want to say like yucky, like just things aren't exactly going the way you want them to. So if you do use the law of attraction, write the gratitude list, and you can expect miracles to start to happen with that. You can expect more positivity to come through.
Okay.
And let me see. Hold on one second, because I got to get to this other. Here we go. Okay. So, and then also, and I do feel like this is coming directly from your mom. So, I do feel strongly that she wants you to know that you can give your worries to God and the angels and to her, and just believe in yourself and trust that when you start putting those positive intentions out into the universe, that positive things will start to happen for you. And I do feel like you are taken care of. Like, people, they are around you, and you're being watched over.
I just got my first attunement for Reiki 1 and 2, and I will be taking my master's certificate in June, because I thought, I wanted to do something, you know, to maybe make the patient's experience. I work in the physical therapy field. I wanted them to feel more so, and do something for someone else to get myself out of my funk. So.
Wow. And you know what? Like, this is still a learning experience for me as well. And right before you said that, I heard she needs to work on her psychic abilities. And I said, I was literally just saying with my mind, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be wrong. What if I'm wrong? And then you said that. I was just like, oh my gosh, like I have to listen to them. So like, I'm excited to learn and everything, but yeah, they do want you to know your psychic abilities, like work on those, the Reiki, everything that you're just talking about, like that's going to be really positive mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah.
And
there you go. That just shows you you might be a beginner, but you are definitely where you need to be.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. So yeah, the last message that I did pick up for you was mm-hmm. things are going to happen for you when you trust God, or I don't know what you believe in, but the universal energy, your spirit guides, angels, whatever you believe in. You know, trust mm-hmm. in that, work with the light energy, and it's going to come into fruition a lot faster when you lean on them. Don't lean so much on your, like, human self and your physical self. Lean more on them and go with the flow, go with the process, with their guidance, because they're going to help you really, like, get there faster.
Wonderful. Thank you. I needed to hear that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Hi, Jen. I did get that meaning of the cyclamen, and I think the message is still coming through from your mother, because the cyclamen expresses sincere and true love. She's sending love, basically, through this one. The cyclamen, I also call it the resurrection plant. It's one of those plants, it looks like it's died, but it comes back mm-hmm. year after year after year. And I just get the symbolism of she's letting you know that the life force continues. We always think this is the experience, but really it's a bracket in a continuum, this life on earth that we go through. I also had two names come through for you. These may be the names of guides for you, but I get the name Marianne or Mariana, and the name Fran, and they come through together. So if the names aren't ringing a bell, they would be coming from the other side, but if they're not ringing a bell as a relative or a friend that's crossed, then I'm going to say to you, I think you've got a couple of guides around you right now.
Okay, they'd be guides, yes.
Are they, do the names resonate in any other way for you?
Yes, actually, two very dear friends of mine that are still living, though, that I used to dance with. So,
all right.
So,
both names work together, Mariana and Fran?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we Marianne, and there are a couple other names, but Fran, Marianne, we're all in there together, yes.
Oh, my gosh,
we were a dance
okay.
Group. We grew up
then
dancing together, yes.
Okay, so these two are still incarnate, and you're getting their names coming through.
Yes.
Why? Would your mother be putting this through for? Why would they be particularly mentioned, do you think?
You know, I don't know. Well, that's interesting because I just saw Marianne for the first time in probably 30 years last year on vacation.
Oh.
And then Fran the year before that at a 30th dance reunion for our childhood. So, you know, she's probably picking them up from, my mom was very much a part of, you know, taking me to dance class 5 days a week. And I mean, that's what I did for a living before I do that, what I do now. I was a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all danced together.
Yeah, the
so
message
maybe
comes
mom's
through.
Kind of.
I'd say so. I would actually, if you can, contact them, just see how they're doing. Because they come through as like the two names come in together. And also the message, you are still dancing, even though you're not dancing, the way you are living your life is a dance, is what is coming through. So that's a
yes,
compliment.
And I still take class. Yeah, I still take class.
Yeah, you never stop dancing. So I would almost like make a little celebration in June. 30 years is something to celebrate. I don't know why, but it seems important that you make June one kick butt month. I don't know. There's something about June that you want to celebrate. And I think at that point, your mom's going to be very, very close to you. And I'm getting the scent of the cyclamen, that incredible rare perfume that it gives out. I can smell it right here. And I think she's expressing deep and sincere love to you. Anything that may have been there on earth is just pure love now, comes through as the image of the cyclamen. Are you still with us, hon?
Yes, I am.
Pardon me?
Oh,
anything
still
coming through for you? Are you picking anything up here?
No. Excuse me, I'm not, hon.
Okay, I just didn't want to. Last time we didn't ask, and I wanted to just make sure.
No, that's okay.
But I think, Jana, I would say about you, like when you're in nature, you are so connected to spirit. That I would almost do your spiritual practices as much as possible in the cathedral of nature, maybe that the woods or just back in your backyard, whatever like that. Your mom's going to, if you can keep an awareness of when you're outside, watch for birds that seem to come awfully close and seem to be looking at you. In the next few days, she'll come through, like she'll use a bird as an avatar, and they're going to get really close, and they're going to be like looking at you, and you're going to go like, what are you looking at? And that'll be how she's letting you know she's around. So keep your eyes out for that. And you're so surrounded by spirit. Get that practice going. You're going to be, you won't even need a psychic. You'll be doing it yourself.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much to everybody. I appreciate everything you've said and contributed. I will keep my eyes on the Facebook page, and I wish you well.
Thank you so much.
You.
We really appreciated you calling in, and you have a beautiful Sunday. Thank you.
You too. God bless.
God bless you and love and light. Bye-bye. All right. We'll get to our next caller. And 856, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. How can we help you today? Hi there.
Oh, I just was wondering what you see for me around making a move, maybe getting a job somewhere in Florida. I've been thinking about doing that lately.
Mm-hmm. Why is Texas coming up?
I don't know. You see
is
Texas, maybe?
Well, I don't know why I just wrote down Texas. I'm not saying that's where you're going to move, but why am I getting Texas here? It's a little bit further than Florida.
Yeah,
it's the,
I don't know,
the bays and the ocean and the seas. It's all connected. Who's Terry? Have you got a Terry on the other side?
No.
Terry.
I don't know.
Pushing hard on this.
Pardon?
Fireman? A fireman?
No, I don't.
A male?
I don't know.
Energy. Let me just let him come through here. This may be a piggyback to someone. If any of the listeners have a Terry on the other side, this is a fireman who died in connection to the 9/11 incident. I'm getting incredibly, I may need Sue's help if she's able to. So this guy's coming through very insistently. And if he's not meaning anything to you, Laura, he's trying to get a message through to someone who might be listening or waiting. Do you have any, sorry, Sue,
before.
Go ahead. He did. He's been coming.
On,
this guy's
on shows for us.
Yeah. This energy is a familiar one, but
yeah,
he's trying to come through again. He would have been from Chicago, I get. He went in to help with 911, and it was a death that happened after the fact from an injury. Okay, I'm going to ask Terry to just pull his energy back here. He's almost like he's bogarting the conversation just a little bit here. So I'm going to ask him to step back. And you're not feeling anything from him, Sue?
No, like you said, he's very familiar. He has come in on different shows that we've done before.
Okay, so we may just have someone who likes to join us. But if anyone, if it means anyone, it's the name Terry. I can see in the physical, he would have been about 5'9 and very muscular and stocky and dark hair. Does that feel right, Sue? Almost looks like he would have, been from Italy or Greece. Okay, sort of that sort of lovely Mediterranean aspect to his looks.
I got ethnic too, yeah.
Yeah, and very, like a huge empath energy. Okay, all right. Sorry about that, Laura. I think you had a hitch. You've got a hitchhiker. He's just jumping in here.
Tell him to get lost.
No. I wouldn't do that. He's been a hero in his life, and I can't. I just wish I could understand who he's trying to connect with, and what he's trying to say. But anyway, Terry, we'll listen. We will listen. I want to put you over to Laura, the other Laura, because I'm getting so blocked by this guy's energy, I can't get anything for you. So I'm going to just see if I can clear him out a bit.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Terry. Okay. How are you doing? Oh, my gosh. I think I'm on the last one. Or the spirit.
Yeah.
Or the spirit. Oh, my gosh. Wait, is there a spirit, Carrie, here? Or like what? I don't know what I'm picking up.
See how your body feels, Laura. There's a huge electricity you'll feel in your body.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first card that I got for you, Laura. Hi, Laura. Sorry, I messed up your name. I called you.
Hi.
Carrie.
It's okay. That's okay.
The first card that I got for you is Make a Commitment, and what I was picking up with that is, and I don't know why I'm picking this up, but like you want to improve your situation, and I feel like you're craving more creativity or more like artsy play or music. Are you like creative in that way at all?
Not with music, but I am creative. I'm artistic.
You're artistic?
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like that card came through because I feel like with your day-to-day situation, you're not making, like, a lot of time to play and be creative in the ways that your soul is craving you to do. So I really think if you're feeling kind of, like, sluggish or not happy with the way your life is going right now, I feel like adding more creativity, doing some artistic expressions will really help to make you feel happier and make you get more energized and just make your soul feel good. Does that make sense at all? Do you feel like things are a little bit wonky, like you're just living day to day and it's a little boring?
Yeah, it is. But I was just wondering about making a move down to Florida, if you might have picked up anything about that.
So, hold on. So I feel like in life you do have free will. So if the Florida move is something that you want to do, like your spirit guides and your angels, they are going to help you to do that. So if like that's on your heart, you have to follow your gut. That's what I'm getting. You have to follow your gut. If you feel like you need to be in Florida and your soul is yearning for you to go to Florida, like it's going to work out to be that. So like, I do believe, like, before you come to this earth, like, you write out a plan, but you have the free will to change things depending on how you're feeling. Is Florida, like, that's where you want to go? Like, what do you want to do in Florida?
Well, it's actually, I'm trying to be more practical because I'm getting up in age with retirement, and since there's no income tax down there and it's cheaper cost of living, I think that would, I have to start thinking about moving where I can afford to live.
Yeah. So I do, okay, what I am getting is with the Make a Commitment card, you are, like, with the whole you're craving more creativity, the artistic vibe, I do feel like if you do decide to move to Florida, I'm not getting a no or yes answer on that, but I do feel like if you do move to Florida, you're going to feel better. Your soul's going to be happier. You're going to have more time to play and do the creative thing. I do feel like it'll improve your, like, way of life. That's, like, the vibe that I'm getting from that. Do you feel good about that?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, and I do feel like, and I say this to a lot of people, but using the law of attraction and following your gut, it's helped me so much just to be more positive and write down what you're grateful for and write down what your goals are. And by doing that, the universe knows exactly what you want. There's no surprises because so many of us are in our heads and we're kind of thinking about, like, everything that's kind of what we want, what we might not want, and the universe kind of gets confused. So if you write down exactly what you want and you make that free will decision, like, I want to move to Florida for this reason, and this reason, I'm grateful for this, this, and this, the universe will start pulling back that bow and arrow and get you there. So that's what I feel about that. Also, I got two other cards. Do you have, like, vivid dreams at all?
Sometimes I do, and I'll remember them, but not always.
Okay, so the card that I got was pay attention to your dreams, and I do feel like you have, like, a gift where you can tap into your dreams, and your spirit guides will talk to you through your dreams. So make sure, like, when you do remember a dream, to write it in a journal and kind of figure out, like, you can look on Google and figure out, like, what those dreams meant and then kind of listen to your intuition. But I do feel like your spirit guides are with you and they're helping you and they want to connect with you. And the best way they can connect with you at this point in time where you're at is through your dreams. That's how they want to connect with you. So does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. I do have one more card for you.
Okay.
Okay, so the last card that I have for you is romance angels are helping you. So when this card comes up, it either means two things. Either you're in a relationship right now
and things are kind of unsteady, and you're kind of trying to work on that, and your guides are kind of stepping in to help you with that relationship, or it can mean your guides are helping you to attract and find the right person for you. Which one makes more sense to you?
The latter.
What was the second one?
Yeah.
So, yeah, when that one comes in, it can mean either those two things. So your spirit guides want you to know that they are helping you to find the person that's right for you. And I also get the gut feeling that you need to, again, focus on the law of attraction to get somebody who's going to be a positive fit for you as well. Like, maybe in the past you haven't had, like, the best fitting people. So think positive and don't settle for anyone that's less than what you deserve. So, yeah, I really do believe that they're helping you and you are going to find someone. And let me just look at something really quick because they want me to read a passage here. You're going to start learning to love yourself more. And make new friends and get involved in more hobbies is what I'm picking up. So I hope that reading helps for you. I am still new, but the impressions that I get, the vibes that I get are real. They do have real meanings, and the cards are really spot on. So although it's all over the place, the messages for you, and those are things that your guides want you to know that they're helping you with. So,
okay. That sounds really good. I like that. It's all good, positive.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Perfect. I finally figured out why Texas came in. I got a few more names here. Is the Tallahassee area in Florida of any interest to you?
I hadn't even thought, really. I was thinking either Jacksonville or Orlando, maybe even Tampa. I wasn't really sure what part of Florida.
Because what I wrote down was Big Bend, and I looked it up. There is actually a place in Florida called Big Bend. It's more of a very natural place. The reason it's on the Gulf of Mexico, and I think that's part of Texas is also in the Gulf of Mexico, which is why that came in. Florida in September comes in. The Tallahassee area and Big Bend is something you should check out. I do not know why. Are you into nature a lot?
Very much so. I want to live in nature.
Yeah, I think this is probably why they're pointing this. Yeah, because I looked it up on maps and stuff, and it's a pretty wonderful natural area. It's not a huge tourist area like South Beach or one of those places. It's more of a preserved and less touristy area. So I would check out the Tallahassee area and Big Bend, especially, is what I wrote down. And turns out it is a place, so that's very cool. I learn a little about geography every time I do this. So check it out, Florida in September. That's the number 9. So see what happens in September for you. But I would certainly put the wheels in motion before then. Even go down for a visit maybe if you can, and just check the area out. So
I will.
Yeah.
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 Oh,
I do think you're
going to
make
a
good move, though, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All righty, then.
I'm happy.
I think, we're very short for time. I'm going to just say thank you so much for calling in, and I'm going to try and get this last caller in very quickly. And, thank you, and love and light, and have a wonderful Sunday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. We can get this last caller in really quickly. Hi, 607. Sorry, we've got 5 minutes to to help you? What can
we do
for
you? Oh, it's really great. Hi, I'm Sue. Thanks for taking my call, and I really appreciate it.
No problem.
So
thank you so
much. Oh, I love listening to your show. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you.
So, it's true. I wanted to ask if you could tell me whatever impressions you get about. I'm in a healing profession, and I'm trying to get this started, my business started, and I wondered if you had any insights as to timing, website, things like that.
I'm writing a phrase down here for you, Sue, and it is hit the ground running. Do you know what I mean by that? I think that you're already kind of on your way. It seems to me you've been putting in a lot of practice is what I'm feeling. You've been putting in those 10,000 hours of learning and practice and whatnot. Maybe not literally that many, but it's that like you're more ready than I think you give yourself credit for this business you're starting. Are you involving Reiki, energy healing practices here?
Yeah, quantum healing hypnosis technique.
Okay, perfect. So I think they're saying you're already there pretty much. Like, whether
that's awesome.
It's like you've sort of gone part of like a quarter of the way into your journey by I think you've prepped, you've been practicing, and then they're showing me a door that you just have to walk through that door, like you're already there is what they're saying. Is that making any sense to you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
My father's been very ill for some time, and I've kind of just been waiting for him to cross, to walk through the door. Because it seems like every time I get started and really into things, like something else comes up in his department that just pulls me away from it. And my husband said, I think what you're doing is just waiting for your father to go, and then that way you're not going to get into it whole hog and then get jerked out of it again.
Yeah.
But I wonder, think that's kind of like how I thought maybe he was kind of right on with that.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that. You're just basically doing the wise thing. But, okay. There's a very funny sort of, I don't know if it's a spirit guide coming through. He's using the name Ted to come through.
Oh.
And why is Ted a name that is familiar for you?
Yeah. Somebody that I used to know. Yeah.
And he has crossed?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I love, is this person got a good sense of humor? Or would you,
laugh? Oh, gosh, he's hilarious. Yeah.
Okay. Because how he is presenting is he's in like a teddy bear suit. he's coming at you like he's just throwing a hug your way. The joke is the teddy bear suit is a joke. And he's just, I think, trying to give you like a great big hug to just say, go. You're already there. You can't obviously go blasting forth in your business while you're waiting for your dad to cross. I have a feeling he will cross when everyone's out of the room.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a feeling. I'm just going to change his time so we don't run out of time here. Okay. All right, so we don't have to worry about the time ending on us here. Okay, Ted, yeah, he's coming. He's a very, I just love his energy. He's like a laugh. He'll sort of laugh you out of any downer you're experiencing, He feels like a very positive energy, and he's coming at you in a teddy bear suit. So I think he's actually one of your guides right now. He's there with you to get you through. There's a little self-doubt that you shouldn't have any self-doubt. You're golden. This is going to just blast for you. You're very good at what you do. Yep. So don't worry about that.
I love doing it.
Oh, yeah. You just rock it. And I would just say trust the divine timing that is happening here, because it may feel like it's sort of like, I really want to get on with this, but it may be that you're being held back for a reason that makes sense to spirit, maybe doesn't make sense in the physical. But just trust the delay and trust that once it is passed, you are going to be just blasting forth like fireworks. Like you're all, they keep repeating to me, you are already there. And you're getting just in standby mode. So once that happens, I think you're just going to... Your dad is in this world and out of this world at different times. Okay?
Right.
So when he's in like a sleep state, you can talk to him in meditation. Yeah,
okay.
Wait to do that. And just you can converse with him in meditation and just see how he's feeling, where he's going. He may be a little afraid to cross, I think.
I think so, too.
Did he have trouble with either religious beliefs or lack of belief?
I think he thinks that he's in big trouble when he crosses, that, that some of the things he's done in his life are going to really come back, to bite him, like that whole hell thing.
Yeah, okay. You can tell him in meditation, like when you connect in the astral with his source self, just let him know it's not punishment, it's more of a review. It's like reviewing what you've done. You're not going to get like rewards for doing good or bad. You're just going to review it and he'll see, but he's not going to like be burning with little devils or anything. He's just going to be going through a life review and just reassure him that it's okay. And you can also tell him, and it's not selfish, that, please don't be afraid to cross and I can get on with my work on Earth. It's all there. And I say you're just waiting for the time when you are going to just blow it out of the water. So don't worry about what you've got going on. You're golden in that respect. And just keep on doing what you're doing. And, I think you're getting a really good karmic balance going, because it's going to come back to you. You feel like you've been giving and giving and giving, but it comes back. Look at Sue. I mean, she's been giving her life, her whole life, and then suddenly she's receiving back. It's kind of blowing her away and making her feel weird, but we love her anyway, too.
That's so awesome. It's really nice, especially when you have others to witness, That's so great.
Well,
I tell my father that that not to worry about my relationship with my sister, that I will be there for her when she needs me, do you think that would help him?
Oh, yeah. Tell him everything. Tell him everything,
okay.
But especially reassure him that death is just a little thing. It's not anything to be afraid of. And he's going to feel a whole lot better once he gets out of that earth suit that no longer serves him. So you can help him with that. Yeah.
Right.
And you can, and if he does become comatose or he becomes like unconscious, you can still communicate by holding his hand and squeezing. You'll still be able to connect with him like that, okay? So
wonderful.
I'll put you over to, and I'll put you over to Laura, see what Laura is picking up.
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
What's your name again?
My name is Sue.
Sue, okay. So the first thing that I pull cards, and the first thing that I got was the one thing that caught me. It kind of matches your energy. The card that I got is Use Your Imagination and You'll See the Answer. The picture on the card is Archangel Michael riding on a horse with huge, giant angel wings. He's surrounded by light. Him and the horse are surrounded by light, and they're up in the sky in clouds. So that tells me two things. So first of all, I feel like that signifies your energy. And I also I'm also getting right now that's going to happen with your dad. Like, it's going to be beautiful. When he passes, he'll be reconnected with all of his loved ones. He will be surrounded by God's love. He'll, like Lynn was saying, he'll be out of his earth suit, so he won't feel that, like, really heavy gravity. When your health goes down, it feels so disgusting. And when your soul comes out, it just flies out and just feels amazing. It feels like I'm finally free, and you remember everything from before you came to this earth plane. So it's going to be fabulous for him. He's going to be okay. There's no hell, literally no hell. just let him know that. And I do feel that you have the ability to talk to him even telepathically. I feel like if you think things and you imagine your thoughts going to him, almost like if you can sit down and imagine a yellow or a white light going from your forehead, your third eye area to him, and just talking to him and just imagining yourself sending those messages, I do feel like he'll be able to hear you even if he is in and out of consciousness or he's not 100% with the picture. I do feel that, along with squeezing his hand, like Lynn was saying, would be a huge, huge breakthrough for him. That's when you can start to tell him, you know, Dad, there is no hell when you leave. It's going to be beautiful. You're going to be surrounded by your loved ones. You're going to be surrounded by source energy. And do you know about channelingeric.com? Are you familiar with that? Okay.
Yes.
I really strongly believe even telepathically letting him know kind of some of Eric's stories, I think that would really help him too. Just being like, you know, I have this friend Eric and he's doing amazing on the other side. These are the things that you can look forward to. I think that's really going to really help him. And then also talking about how, you know, you and your sister's connection is going to be okay. You're going to help your sister. I do feel like with what Lynn said, that's going to be really helpful. But the picture on the card with all the white light and energy, I feel like that's also you. I feel like you have really strong abilities, and your spirit guides, you have a group of them. They want to tell you some messages that can kind of help you with your decision-making and with everything for the future coming with these beautiful gifts that you have. So one of the things is sit down with a pen and paper and start brainstorming all of your ideas. Move forward with your ideas, no matter how far-fetched it may seem. Your ideas are the answer to your prayers. So any ideas that come to you, they're going to be, you know, from your guides. They're putting those thoughts, like, in your head. Like, that's how they communicate with you. And you'll know that it's your guide, because it won't feel like it's coming from you. It'll just be like a light bulb that comes on. I'm surprised I thought of that. That'll be them. And you're fully supported as you pursue your dreams. So make sure also to jot down a list of what you believe you can't and won't do, and then burn it in a fire, because you are going to be able to achieve amazing, amazing, amazing things with this business that you have in mind. It looks beautiful, it looks bright, and I want to say that I absolutely love your energy, because like I have been saying to all the callers, I'm a beginner with all of this. I've had the psychic abilities for a really long time, but I'm just now coming out. Your energy is so beautiful, so open, so light, that I'm able to, like, tap into it much easier. Like, you're just very open, and you just have a bright light. So thank you. Like, with that light, I do feel like you'll be able to help so many people. So many people. Mm-hmm. You're really special. You're really, really special.
Thank you so much. I'm just, my heart is bursting. I appreciate that so very much. That's the goal, you know. I want to take what I know and just help other people get to where they need to be, and that's, you know, that's my goal.
You got this. You're going to be able to do it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're an amazing person, Sue, and I think it's just going to get better and better for you. So trust in your dreams and just run with them. I hate to say this, guys. I have a reading that I have to be at 4:00. I don't think we can take any more callers. But I have written down the last two callers that just joined us, and we didn't get them on air. So I'm going to suggest that the two callers, if you can call into either the Monday show or the Wednesday show, on Divine Connections, which is Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then Monday is Healing and Messages from the Other Side, which is DC Love, yeah. Sue Fields, Dalamonte, and myself. If you are the ones who didn't get on tonight or today, if you could call us in, we will do a reading for you on either one of those shows. So 307 yes. and 646, please call in on those shows and we will take care of you. I'm really sorry. I do have a client booked for 4 and I do have to do another meditation. So
yes.
I'm going to put the last words out to Sue and to Laura. Have you guys got any mm-hmm. words of wisdom to add?
I did want to say thank you guys so much for everything, and also for the callers that didn't get through. If you really can't wait for your question, you can. If you have Facebook, you can go find Self Love Fundraiser for Sue, and we have a reader actually coming on in the next couple hours, so you can just go online and ask your question then, and that's completely free, just like this radio station. So you can still get your questions answered. And we'd love to have you. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you very much. And also, thank you, Lynn, for this opportunity. This is really cool. This is so cool.
I think we'll probably be seeing more of you on the air, Laura. You're a natural at this. So I think this is just the beginning of your road.
Thank you.
Sue, thank you for joining us. I know it's hard for you to hang in right now with stuff, but as you get better, we'll get you back on the air full time. And thank you to everyone who called in. We really appreciate it. And find us on the Sacred Embers Media Network. Call into any of the shows. There's amazing readers there, so you can't go wrong. And mm-hmm. on behalf of Laura and Sue, we just send you love and light. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, or also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Like much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.